With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Stiff tariffs coming from Mexico, Canada, and China. President Trump has signed the order declaring an economic emergency. China gets 10% export duties on all things it sends here, 25% on imports from Mexico and Canada. Those two latter countries say they are going to retaliate. President Trump's approval rating is on the rise these days. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has all the numbers.
The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Friday shows that 52% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. 45% disapprove. The latest figures include 39% who strongly approve of the job President Trump is doing and 37% who strongly disapprove. This gives him a presidential approval rating of +2. On January 23rd, he held a total approval rating of 56% and disapproval rating of 40%, with an approval index of +6. 40% strongly approved of his performance and 34% strongly disapproved. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Venezuela has freed six detained Americans after meeting with a senior Trump administration official.
Six Americans who had been detained in Venezuela in recent months were freed by President Nicolas Maduro's government after meeting Friday with the Trump administration's envoy for special missions, Richard Grenell, who was in Caracas to urge the authoritarian leader to take back deported migrants who've committed crimes in the U.S. In addressing Venezuela's Supreme Court, Maduro said his country's message has always been building relations of respect for Venezuela's sovereignty and its, quote, democratic life. End quote. I'm Donna Water.
Costco and the Teamsters Union have agreed on a tentative deal for a new contract, avoiding a strike. Teamsters say the agreement, which will have to be approved by members, will be coming out soon in its details. They're not immediately available, but the workers are getting more money for sure. This is SRN News. North Dakota's highest court has ruled that the state's overturned abortion ban will not be enforced during an appeal of a judge's ruling that struck down the law in September. This latest decision comes after attorneys for the state had asked the Supreme Court for a stay pending appeal. North Dakota's last abortion provider, now in Minnesota, is challenging the abortion ban as violating the state constitution. Attorney General Drew Wrigley says, quote, "We will continue moving forward to fully litigate this matter before the state Supreme Court." Harvard University will adopt the working definition of anti-Semitism established by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. It's all part of a settlement the school worked out with Jewish students who say they were abused on campus. The IHRA definition is favored by many Jewish community leaders and politicians because its language can be applied to most anti-Israel rhetoric as well. There has been a sharp increase in anti-Semitism since October 7, 2023. This is SRN News. McDonald's is changing a scholarship program for Latino students.
The change comes after it was sued by a group that opposes affirmative action. McDonald's HACER National Scholarship Program awards college scholarships to students with at least one Latino parent. Earlier in January, the American Alliance for Equal Rights sued McDonald's over the program. The alliance is run by Edward Bloom, who successfully challenged affirmative action in college admissions. McDonald's said it decided to settle the lawsuit so applicants can still be considered this year. McDonald's said the program will now be open to anyone who can demonstrate a commitment to the Latino community, not just those with Latino parents. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, February the 2nd, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including singer Graham Nash. He's 83 years old. Actor Brent Spinner, Star Trek, 76. This is SRN News.